A reading from the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. For we who have believed enter that rest. As he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Although his works were finished from the foundations of the world. For he has somewhere spoken of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this passage, he said, they shall not enter my rest. Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again, he appoints a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, in the words already quoted, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor George Zender, St. Mark Lutheran Church, Chesterland, Ohio.
From Hebrews chapter 4:11, I'd like to emphasize, let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Have you ever returned from a trip and said, I need a vacation from my vacation? I've often done that, tired and wanting to get away from what I just finished up as a vacation. St. Paul here is giving us a warning about how to enter into God's rest. Faith involves both ceasing your work and letting God work. This sounds like a bit of a paradox, but there's a proverb that allows you to visualize it this way. Think of a sound of one hand clapping. Biblical faith involves both passivity and effort. Entering into God's rest demands both a passivity in the sense that you stop depending on your own resources and you depend on God's resources. Faith is saying simply this, I cannot do this, only God can do this, and I'll allow my will to be done. We so often instinctively rely on our own efforts and resources instead of God's resources. This is the heart of what it really means to be fallen. Entering into God's rest is counterintuitive, a deliberate choice that is usually against our own sinful desires to control. And in that, allowing God to work in our hearts is very difficult. It's counterintuitive for the Israelites to rest on the Sabbath when they didn't have any food. It's sort of like when we start to go to church. It's like going to worship service and thinking about all the things you have to do on your Sunday to-do list, those chores that are still aren't finished. And I wonder how many times people have been listening to sermons and their minds have drifted off because they're not listening to it and they're thinking about the demands of the future chores that are in front of them that have to be done. This is what it means to let go. In 1 Thessalonians 5:41, it defines you as body, soul, and spirit. Your body can be seen. It's the part we touch and feel every day. Yet our souls and our spirits are invisible. Yet in Hebrews 4:12, it clearly says that there's a division between both soul and spirit. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit. We cannot see our soul, and we cannot see our spirit, yet they are there. I use the example of a computer to see how those three parts fit together, body, soul, and spirit. A computer has a hardware in it, the box, the hard drive, but it also contains things you cannot see, the software, the processing unit. And then there's the internet that connects that computer with other people and other computers. If they're working together, that's fine. But if they're not working together, you have problems. We need a break. And so what you do is you press the restart button, and that allows the computer to shut itself down and to kick itself back on. We are no different than that computer. We need to enter into God's rest, like pressing that restart button in our life and letting our computer, our soul, spirit, and body to readjust to what God has in store for us. Taking time to enter into God's rest is necessary in our busy life. If you don't rest, you will burn out. Stress is one of the leading causes of medical problems in Americans and in your own body. If your soul and spirit, which are invisible, are not working together, then you will start to have visible physical problems affecting your body. If you have to take time to enter into God's rest, allow this active portion of actively listening and letting God work. The passive part is just allowing God's Word to enter into your empty space. God's Word is there to enter into your spirit and to reboot your body. The Hebrew word for meditation is haggah, which means to groan, to allow knowing that the work is ended and the rest is coming. Enter into God's rest is necessary so that God can use you for His purpose. Let go and let God. Amen.
We thank Pastor George Zinder for this meditation on God's Word.